Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there had a wonderful Easter weekend. Beautiful weekend. We always ask on Monday who won and who lost the weekend. Hard to top our next guest, Stephen Yeager, as we welcome back into Press Row, winning for the sixth time on the Korn Ferry Tour. He is coming home from the Emerald Coast Classic. He's been down in Sandestin all weekend, winning yet another tournament. Six of them now, Stephen. Do they ever get old?
No, I don't think so. I think if they get old, I need to maybe find something else to do. But they're all a little different, I guess. That's a good thing.
When you start racking up the wins, and I know you went, I guess this is your sixth in six seasons. I guess you won two in 2017 and didn't win any in 2019, so you've averaged one a year. The more you get these things, Stephen, do you appreciate them more, or do you kind of expect to win more?
Well, I've said this before. I want to win on tour, you know.
And, right.
I had to kind of, you know, obviously with this pandemic going on, we had to do an extra year, and it just kind of worked out the way it did that we had 2 years out here. So, I mean, I think expecting wins good, but you got to realize it's hard. I'd love to win once a year on the PGA Tour. I think there's only a couple of guys out there that's done that since they've been out. I think Dustin's got one a year for the last 15 or 20 years, which
right.
is, I mean, that's really where you want to get to. But it's a great kind of stepping stone for me. Obviously, I had to play well again to get my tour card back, and I've been doing that. I've been doing a lot of consistent stuff, which wasn't my MO before. And I think that's the big thing for me. I've just kind of gotten a lot of consistency in the last, I don't know, year or so, which I really like to see.
You know, your very first win at the LMA Classic, when you shot that 58, I mean, that was national. That was like global news because you became the very first player, whether it was PGA Tour, PGA Tour Champions, or Korn Ferry, to ever card a 58. So I know that was special. The two that you had in 2017 kind of punched your ticket to your PGA Tour card for the first time. What was special about this one? Is this the first time you've ever had to win in a playoff?
Yeah, this is the first time I've actually gotten in the playoff. And honestly, I said this yesterday. I felt like my short game and my putting kind of bailed me out a little bit this week. I didn't feel like I had my best stuff with the long game. So knowing that I didn't feel 100% comfortable at all times with every part of my game, which, you know, like, if I think back on the LMA, I'd never felt like I was going to miss a single shot that week, which you don't really get that too often in this sport. So, and then the other wins, I felt like I was pretty in control of my game as well. And to kind of have, you know, with a long game, not have your best stuff and still be able to compete, through, you know, short game and putting and stuff, other parts of your game was really cool and really kind of, you know, solidified in the stuff that I'm doing and, you know, kind of gives me confidence going forward for sure.
You're listening to Stephen Yeager, the winner this past weekend of the Emerald Coast Classic down in Sandestin, his sixth Korn Ferry title. Only one golfer, Jason Gore, won seven from 2000 to 2010. Stephen, do you ever think about that? I mean, your next one of these could make history. I know you want to win on the PGA Tour, but a remarkable feat regardless of the level. I mean, you could be an all-timer with one more win.
Yeah, I mean that's the plan. You know, I would like to get to the tour quicker, you know, earlier than later. So you know, if you get that one more, I think not even that. It's just getting out on tour earlier and having a chance to compete out there for the rest of the year would be awesome. But I do know how hard it is, and I'm gonna do my best to give myself another shot on the weekend, and that's really all you want. Me and Jason have texted before, and he congratulated me yesterday as well. So he, like I said, it's a great kind of. Obviously, anytime you have a record is awesome, but it's one that I would like to maybe win one more and then never look back in a way of, hey, I would like to compete out there on the PGA Tour every, you know, week in, week out. And it's back in my mind for sure. You kind of hit the nail on the head for sure.
And Stephen, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you win one more here in the next few tournaments, do you immediately get your PGA Tour card, and otherwise do you have to wait until like October before? I mean, you're already set. You're already going to get it at this point, right?
Yeah. I mean, the points-wise, yes. There's a couple of things. So if you win three in one season, which our season is 2 years, so this win last year in Boise counted.
Right.
So if you win one more, you get that automatic promotion, which, you know, it's cool because you can go right out there and compete in the next PGA Tour event try to go, you know, go into playoffs even, you know. So that would be something really special. But if that not, if, you know, if that doesn't happen, I'm aiming for that number one spot in the end of the season, because that gives you a lot more tournaments that you will 100% get in, you know, the Players and all the Memorial and Arnold Palmer, that those guys that just graduated from the Corn Ferry Tour may not get in if they don't play good in the beginning of the year. So that would be, either of those would work, honestly. But you know, right now it's week off, it's watching the Masters all weekend, and we'll go back to work here midweek at some point, and you know, keep trying to get better and make the bad rounds better. And that's, I think, where I've kind of found my consistency.
Stephen, it seems like when we've had you on the show, you've had things happen to you in bunches from time or two, because there'll be the opportunity where you win on the Corn Ferry and qualify for the U.S. Open. So you'll kind of have some back-to-back things that are like really cool. You know, you win this tournament 1 week after going down to the Dominican Republic and having the first round lead at the Corrales Punta Cana. What was that experience like, shooting that opening 66 and seeing yourself atop the leaderboard at a PGA Tour event?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you want to be. You know, that's why I want to be able to do that a lot more often. The putter let me down that week for the last 3 days. I putted awful. So I think I would have had a decent shot. I actually hit it better there than I had hit it this week. But it just, if you can't make any putts, it's tough to compete against the best in the world. So, it was fun, man. It's another kind of step towards the right direction. And maybe I got a little ahead of myself, be like, yeah, I'm just going to play this opposite field event and win this, and then we'll be set. So, you know, your mind wanders for sure, but it was fun. You know, obviously I hadn't had a home one in a while, so that was something special for that round as well. And we get a couple more chances on some opposite field events in the end of the year, and hopefully I can keep playing well and keep giving myself chances.
Stephen, when you look at the Stephen Yeager of 2016 and 2017, because you won three Corn Ferry events in those 2 years, and then you look at the Stephen Yeager now, what are you consistently doing better now than you did compared to 4 or 5 years ago? What in your game is consistently better?
Overall, I think my golf swing has gotten more consistent to the point where I kind of know what's going on. I know, you know, what I need to work on. I know my tendencies and my bad things, what happened. And I don't think I had quite the, you know, knowledge of that back then. But I also think that, you know, my short game has just gotten better in a point of, you know, it's better more often, you know. So Yeah, I did not putt good in Dominican, and that's something pretty rare that I have three off days like that. You can blame it on the wind or you can blame it on the greens, but it just happens sometimes, and that's why golf is so hard, and it's so hard to stay on top of the leaderboard consistently every week. But I think, like I said, I think I'm doing a little things just a little better, and it adds up. In this game, a shot or two, even a shot or two per tournament, I think gives you a huge advantage for the whole entire year, and kind of get you know, taste some success every once in a while, and get hot in the right moments, and then there you are on Sunday, kind of on the back nine where you want to be, and that's what's been definitely the big change.
All right, Stephen, before we let you go, got to ask you about this week. You said you're going to be a big old master spectator like a whole lot of us.
I am.
If I had to give you, if I had to give you $40 and $20, okay, I'd be like, Stephen, put this on who you think would win. And then the second $20 would be, Stephen, put this on somebody you think will finish in the top 10 that nobody's talking about.
Okay. Well, I think, and this is awesome, I think watching, I didn't watch it, but I heard Jordan won last week in Valero.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's been going through some stuff, some changes, and that nobody really saw. And it's normal for a career. You know, he's done so much good stuff early in his career that I think if you expected him to keep going like that, he would have, I don't know, 40 majors by the time he was done playing. So it was a cool interview he's done a couple of years ago on kind of doing that math. But I'm really happy for him. He's a great dude, and he is going to be very, very, very dangerous this week, especially if he finds some confidence. And the way he putts out there is he always kind of shows up for the Masters, mm-hmm, especially with some good form. I think he's going to be I don't think he's going to be a sleeper pick, just because he's just so good there. And then I don't know. I kind of like Tommy Fleetwood. I don't know that we haven't kind of talked about him in a while, but I think he's got some good stuff. I think he has some decent stuff in the match play, and I think he's starting to play better. And you know, He's always likes the Masters as well. So I think that will be the two that I would pick.
Awesome. Well, listen, Stephen, great job. Congratulations again. We love having you always on Press Row. And hard to believe, six of these titles now, six in the last 6 years. Congratulations on a consistent run. Congratulations on a looming PGA Tour card. And, man, if you knock out another one of these, you know we'll want to grab you and get you right on board.
That's right.
So, listen, congrats. And I know all the Baylor and UTC folks are quite, quite happy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Stephen Yeager, his sixth Korn Ferry title at the Emerald Coast Classic down in Sandestin over the weekend. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.